The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is something about your body that is odd physically? Like, it doesn't have to be like Guinness Book of World Records odd. Like, you might just have too much hair everywhere.
An anomaly.
An anomaly, yeah. Like one text we got earlier, someone, when I mentioned it, said, I'm allergic to makeup. If I put it on my face, I break out in a rash and I start sweating uncontrollably.
Dang.
Wow, someone just sent a photo. They have two uvulas in the back of their mouth. Those
things
that hang down.
Oh, that's weird.
Whoa.
It looks like a twin, twin boxing bags.
Yeah, it looks like a vampire in the back.
Whoa.
That's weird.
1-800-947-3979. Do any of you have anything?
I get those cysts all over my body that I show you guys that look like little marbles under my skin.
And that that's a unique thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just gross, though.
It is kind of gross, right?
It is. Yeah,
they
really
smell unique. Terrible when they pop. Blah. And then I have an extra bone in my ankle. When I broke my ankle, the doctor was like, yeah, a little extra bone right here. And I can't quite figure that out. And they gave me extra x-rays. And he was like, you just have a random extra bone in your ankle. It was so weird to learn. I was like,
wow.
Neat.
Was he like curious about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he asked me if it hurt. He was pushing on it and stuff. And yeah, he told me all those little teeny bone names and things like that. I don't remember them, but he was like, that's not supposed to be there.
Tibia.
Mm-hmm. And the part that I broke was on the other part of my ankle that attached to my foot.
Yeah.
So, that bone wasn't affected at all. He was like, can I take another x-ray and get a little closer look at this?
I'm just showing off, man.
Yeah.
Don't charge me for it, Doc.
I know, right?
I remember I had extra teeth when I went to the orthodontist when I was a kid, because my teeth were all jacked up when I was a kid, I had to get braces and everything, but they had to pull a few teeth that were kind of in the way of other teeth coming in, and they needed to do that in order for the other ones to come in so they could put braces on them. And I had an extra, I don't know if it was an extra wisdom tooth or something, but I remember the doctor just saying, like, yeah, this is an extra tooth that most people don't have.
Weird.
And I are very much like the same person. I had to have teeth pulled, too. And I also had an extra set of mine. I had two premolars that were coming in.
Sweet.
Whew, high five.
Look at us.
Weird mouths.
Nice job, you teeth weirdos.
Did any of your teeth grow down instead of up? My wisdom teeth grew down.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
So like, did they extract them through your neck?
Like through your boobs?
No, but so they went through my nipples to get to my wisdom teeth. It was a weird thing. Same thing when y'all go to get your wisdom teeth taken out. If you get them taken out and they bump a nerve, it's going to be significantly worse as far as the healing part. And he told me when they did x-rays of my mouth, he was like, hey, your bottom one on the left side was growing sideways. So you're actually seeing the side of your tooth as it's coming out.
Okay.
And your other one, the reason why it hurts so bad is because it's growing upside down. And what's covered are these nerves at the top of your gums. Mm. And that's why every time you hit something back there, it's super sensitive, which means when they were going to take it out, he was like, I'm going to have to hit a nerve.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. I know, right?
That's a phrase that's awful.
Got to get in there.
But then he told me about that new updated thing where they do the blood plates. And so they take the blood that's been out and put it back in or something like that. Mm. So the swelling's nowhere near as bad. But woo, that pain was there.
I bet.
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
This text, I have one ear lobe that is attached and one that is unattached.
That's really
That's
rare.
Pretty unique.
Yeah,
that's,
usually.
That's sort of like brown eye, blue eye, like Max Scherzer.
Kind of, yeah, I would
all
think.
Different
yeah.
color eyes. Does anybody here have attached ears or are they all detached?
Mine are detached.
I don't know.
Yeah, mine are detached.
Look at me for your ear. Oh, yours are detached. Yep, everybody's are detached. Yeah.
Attached ones look weird.
They do. They just look like they need to have a little bit of a slit in there.
Just snip those a little
bit. Come here, I got a little razor blade in there. I got you.
This text, I have a full set of extra teeth.
Ooh, like a shark.
Wow. Sans the wisdom teeth.
They're on the bottom of the teeth. It's a real bummer.
The dentist actually said, like hot wings, it's like a shark. That's pretty wild.
But where are they? Are they like
Are they just behind or still
or underneath?
I guess so.
And they're just buried. And...
Barf.
One of my boys had that just because the baby teeth didn't fall out as quickly as the new teeth grew in. So they briefly had two rows.
Double rows.
I didn't know that's apparently pretty common.
Yeah.
Somebody with three uvulas and somebody with no uvulas.
Oh, now you're just showing
off. I didn't know the uvula distribution was so weird.
I didn't
I think
either.
A friend of mine has a double uvula.
Really?
I feel like I remember her saying that.
This text from Nashville. I have a heart-shaped birthmark on the top of my penis. It has caused me to sleep with more women than I would have otherwise.
That,
is that like
I
a pickup line?
I bet it is. I think that's it. It's like, oh, let me... this text, I have hair on my back that grows like angel wings. You're like an X-Man.
Whoa.
But like a gross X-Man.
Yeah. It can't fly. But like
not evenly distributed.
David's in Medford, Oregon, listening on The Rogue. Hi, David.
Good morning. Hey, I was conceived in the back seat of a 1958 Oldsmobile, but I can prove that it was in Oregon. I have webbed toes.
How does that prove it was in Oregon?
My toes on my left foot have webbing in between them.
Oh,
but how does that prove it was in Oregon?
Sounds more like West Virginia to me.
Well, I was born in Idaho, but my dad was working on I-5 up north by Portland.
Okay.
But when it comes to the Civil War between the ducks and the beavers, I just always root for the web foot.
I got you. Okay, I got you now. At first, I'm like, Civil War? Where's this going? Civil War is the annual matchup between the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon State Beavers.
Oh. Like, I don't know what we're talking about here.
The Iron Bowl, the game, the Civil War, the Apple Cup. Now I got it.
Yeah.
At first, I thought he was all over the map.
I did.
My dad worked on I-5 in the Civil War. I'm like, holy crap!
I'm like, what is happening, man? That guy's having an episode. Guy needs a med.
Steve in Michigan, what's your physical anomaly?
Well, I'm going to take a stab. You guys only have two. I'm blessed with three.
Okay, what's that?
Oh, and Kelly would have zero?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Hollings has like one and a half.
Yeah,
you have three.
Yeah, I'm kind of a one and a halfer,
Where's the third one?
Yeah.
Does it hang down below, or does it look like a pyramid?
Like
a like your uvula?
Caterpillar.
Cradle, but it's two on the left, one on the right.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's got to be.
You have a center ball.
So, like, when you were younger and you were, you know, with a woman for the first time, were you like, hey, when you look down there, I'm not swollen.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that way.
The words were, there's going to be a little something extra, so don't freak out.
Don't worry. It won't be do anything for you, but there is a little something extra. Thank you, Steve.
I'm like, does it work like the other two? Does it hold what you need? You know?
I do kind of wonder if it's like one third more volume.
Like I know, function.
Like
are you
built
super
in
potent?
Ejaculoid?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You shoot it over a mountain?
Wow,
that's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to call back and tell us, but I'm going to assume that it's, you know, like dumping out yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Cal. Hello, Cal.
How's it going?
Good, Cal. What's your weird physical thing?
You know how you're only supposed to have one set of permanent teeth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I had four sets of permanent teeth come in.
Four?
Like it just keeps going like Pez?
Yeah. It was, I lost one set. That set grew in. Lost that set. Then another set grew in. And then I had a set grow in behind that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So the dentist actually called me, what are you, an alligator?
Did you have to have them removed?
Yes.
Or are you like just the best at chewing? You're like, hey, well, watch me mow this down. Like those videos where they throw an engine block into that metal shredder.
I had to have the third set removed.
When was the last time you had a set of teeth grow in? How long has that been?
About 10 years ago.
Okay, so they feel confident you're done growing new teeth then?
I hope so.
Right? So, like, when it came in like 10 years ago, did you feel it like a bump on the like on the bottom of your palate or what with your tongue? And were you like, here we go again.
I felt the bump on my roof of my mouth, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Wow, that is a crazy thing.
Did they get velvet on them like antlers? Did you have to run against a tree?
Thank you, Gal.
No, I have to chew on a tree.
Okay, there you go. Right. Thank you, Gal.
Chew on a branch.
Someone just sent a photo. It says their lips are very swollen in the photo. And it says, random allergy to something that I'm too cheap to go to the doctor about. Don't know when and where it's going to happen. It's happened in public or on a date a couple times.
But
that
you don't know which one
is
it is.
A bummer. We had somebody else who wrote in and said that they are allergic to metal. And every time they touch metal, they get a rash.
Like all like metal?
Even if it's just some metal, that's a lot of problems.
It would still be a ton, but.
This text from Jake. I don't know, guys. Tooth guy might be inbred. Need more info. I don't know if that's
I don't
how
know.
It works.
Well, somebody else followed up with saying nobody told teeth guy's parents that cousins shouldn't bone. Is that a known thing? That if you're related to somebody and you have sex with them, the child you produce has extra teeth?
You get bonus teeth?
I thought you were asking a totally different question there, Steve. Like, is that a known thing? You're not supposed to bang your cousin? I was like,
well, that too.
Steve, I don't know how they do in Jersey, but let me tell you, in Georgia, it's totally normal.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.